Wednesday, August 7th, Ryan Russillo, my favorite voice in all of sports talk radio, is leaving ESPN officially and signing full on with The Ringer, Bill Simmons' media company. This is interesting to me. One, for Russillo, I love the fact that he has no more, Disney looking over his shoulder type of position, and we can get the real unfiltered raw Russillo with cursing and subject matter and whatever the hell he wants to talk about. And I think that will take his game to a new place. We've sort of been teased with it for the last year as he's been, a regular on the Simmons podcast and on the Ringer network in general. I'm happy for him because the Ringer is based in California. He made the move to California. He's allowed to, take time to do what he went out there to do, which is writing scripts and whatever he's up to. So I'm just kind of like happy for him that this like worked out. Three, from a business standpoint, first three, I'm sad that it means probably no more revitalization of the Russillo and the SVP and Russillo podcast. We had two of those. And I don't think that's going to happen with him on the Ringer. Maybe we can get SVP as a guest once in a while, but that's my favorite duo in the history of sports talk radio. And they gave me a tease coming back a couple times over the summer, and now it's probably long gone. But four, from the business standpoint, what does this mean for the Ringer? Is this just like an outlier where Russillo is, around Simmons' age? They're clearly like becoming friends. He's in Manhattan Beach now, so he's close there. And just like, hey, we're going to like go sign this media personality. Or is it the start of things to come? Whereas, the Ringer has always created, for lack of a better term, these owned personalities. Shea Serrano, Juliet Littman, they started at Grantland or the Ringer. Rembert Brown, they started at Grantland or the Ringer and worked their way up and then became media personalities in their own right. Somebody like Chuck Klosterman involved with Grantland and somewhat, here and there on the Ringer. He's like not a full-time employee. David Chang, like he does his podcast on the Ringer, or Larry Wilmore does his podcast on the Ringer, but like known for, 20 other things. This is like them going out and signing a 15-year vet of ESPN, like a real sports media personality figure, a guy who could have went to, Fox Sports or The Athletic or whatever, but instead decided to go this, let's call it new media, media 2.0 company, right? Like a modern-day media company like The Ringer, instead of one of those. So is The Ringer now a player in, destination for already established personalities in sports or tech or culture or whatever you want to call it, where people will be like, hey, you know what? Instead of going to NBC, I'm going to go work for The Ringer. I don't know. I'm actually just curious about that. I don't know the answer. I guess time will tell. Either way, happy for Russillo. Good that we'll get a bunch of content from him. He's going to have three podcasts a week in football season. And then be on Simmons' podcast every week the back half of the basketball season, NBA season, like he was this year, which is fantastic. I always consider Russillo way more of a basketball guy than a football guy. But anyway, whatever. Give me all the Russillo. Good for him.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.